Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Marlies Munoz is in an ICU in a Fort Worth, Texas hospital. She's pregnant. She's also, unfortunately and sadly, probably brain dead. We don't know for sure. The family hasn't said outright that she is, but they've given every indication that that's what the doctors say. The hospital isn't talking. So if she is, in fact, dead due to brain death, what is she doing in an ICU? Why would anybody be treating her? The family doesn't want that to happen. They say that she was a paramedic before she got into this terrible medical incident, having a pulmonary embolism that left her without oxygen for many, many minutes until her husband found her in her home and called an ambulance. They say she wouldn't want to be on life support. She understood it full well. It's not something she would want. Her husband, who's also an EMT and a firefighter, he doesn't want her to be kept on life support. And the rest of the family says they had lots of conversations. These two are well informed. Everybody agrees she wouldn't want to be there. Well, obviously, one reason she is there is the pregnancy. When she had her incident, she was 14 weeks pregnant. As I talked to you about her today, she's 20 weeks pregnant. Fetus is not yet viable, but nonetheless, the Texas hospital says they have no choice in keeping her on life support, in basically using her as an incubator for that fetus. The Texas legislature, in the Texas Advanced Directives Act, many years ago, recognized that people could have living wills, could request that medical care be stopped, but they said, not if you're pregnant. They built in an exception that said, no one can request that treatment not be given if someone is pregnant. So here we have the legislature demanding treatment go on, the hospital saying they have no choice but to obey the law, while the husband says the wife wouldn't want this. The husband himself says he doesn't want this. In a way, we're having a child created into a family that doesn't really want this to happen. The husband's argument, by the way, isn't just that it's not what his wife would want. He's worried that he doesn't really think his wife would want to have a child if she wasn't there to be the mother, and he's deeply concerned that when his wife went without oxygen for many, many, many minutes, that the fetus could have been harmed as well. And there's no real way to be sure that that didn't happen. So what to do? I think there's an interesting angle here. The Texas legislature may not want life support removed if a mother is pregnant, but if the mother is dead, it doesn't seem to me that law would apply. So if, in fact, this woman is brain dead, and there's every indication to think that she is, I think the hospital should not be forcing care, forcing treatment against the will of the family, because I don't think even the Texas legislature can't require treatment of the dead. So the law would be void that the legislature passed. There is no life support of the dead. If we really understand what death means, I think it voids any effort, any requirement that a hospital must continue care when the person finally has died, even if pregnancy is present. If she's not dead, I still think the Texas legislature should not be the key driver in what happens. The family knows what's going on. The family understands and has weighed the pros and cons of this. I think their views ought to be respected. It seems to me wrong that now the hospital is basically in charge, going to deliver the baby, and is taking over what happens to this family. I think the liberty interest of the patient and the family in deciding what they want to do should trump all other concerns. And lastly, I think that Texas law is a poor law. It says pregnancy moots any effort to stop care for someone who's pregnant. But it doesn't define pregnancy clearly. One day pregnant, 1 week. After all, if you really took the law literally, no woman who was pregnant in the state of Texas could die without being put on life support with some effort to bring her pregnancy to term. And that seems to me a public policy that's untenable. So at the end of the day, I think individuals who know what they wish, whose family supports them, where we have clear evidence of what they would want to do, they should have their wishes honored. I also believe there's no duty to treat the dead. And I think the Munoz case is turning into something very, very unethical. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center.